Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 52 of GDN, the podcast. Guys, we're back and we're keeping our streak alive. The streak will not die, not in July.
Two episodes a month. Wait, have we done two episodes?
Yeah, we did one on the 12th of July.
But I feel like they deserve more than that.
Don't
you guys think so?
That's so nasty. No, I just want to let you guys know, I still got a nasty cough. I've had this cough for like over a week now, innit?
Yeah, I've
had
this cough for bare long. It's a whooping cough or something.
It's actually not a whooping cough, but like whenever I cough, it's actually peak. So if I cough, I'm going to try not to for the whole pod. I already have a soother in my throat.
Don't try not to, because you know when you try not to cough and then you'd be making them noises.
Like, yeah.
There's... And I swear it would always happen in assembly or something. Like.
No, it was peak. You know, it was really good though, yeah. When I was at Cali's concert, we're going to talk about it in a sec, but when I was at Cali Claire's concert, yeah. I obviously needed to cough at certain points, but the music was so loud I could just cough freely. I just needed to cough in my mouth.
Did you feel free?
I felt so free because I was right next to the like big like speakers and that, because we're right at the front, innit? Like, it was beautiful.
Aww.
But anyway, guys, we are here to talk, Sha.
Okay.
We're here to talk about that. So I went to see Cali Claire on Thursday. Daniela really intrigued, just gonna react to this as well. But there's not really much for me to say because like I've said Cali Claire's amazing. I've told you guys to go listen to Cali Claire from time ago. But seeing her live was just insane. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Daniela, you're gonna relate in terms of like when you went and finally saw Gabzy that in real life. And
yeah.
Like listening to music and listening to their music, obviously it's gonna be amazing all the time, but just seeing them live, seeing them perform their songs.
Yeah, it's just a completely different experience, and it really just like, I don't know.
Brings you closer to the artist.
Yeah.
Because then they explain, like, they do their little, like, talks before the songs.
And it's like, this song's really close to me. Cause
exactly.
I wrote it when I was in the bathtub. And
I was about to throw a toaster in it, too.
At the time, we couldn't afford to...
run any water. So I just laid in the bathtub and just imagined myself having a bath. And that's kind of crazy. Because right now, you know, if you would have told me 10 years ago that right now I'd be standing here performing in front of, you know, thousands of people, I could have never imagined it.
It just
reminds me of how back in the day when I was in the bathtub, I had to remind myself and imagine.
I said it was some sort of deep story, like.
I had to imagine the water in the bathtub.
But now it's really clear because it's raining.
It's raining. No, it was not. Because it was raining that night. Yeah,
guys,
no.
Guys, I swear, when we went to, I mean, I know this is about Cali Claire, and I'm still going to...
It's about both. It's about concerts in general.
Yeah, I mean, when we went to go see Gabzy, I mean, it was a completely just... crazy experience, but like I generally thought I was gonna pass out, you know, when he came out, because he had like this, like, what's that thing called, the before act, the artist that performs before the actual
support artist.
Yeah, and then like no one was really feeling his music like that. Like we were just like, can you get Gabzy out, because we had been standing there for like hours and everybody had been walking.
Yeah,
like
miles.
There was no really quick way to
get
to the venue.
It was outdoors as well, guys.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, we couldn't sit down. So yeah, as soon as he came out, everybody like rushed, moved
yeah,
to
like,
the front.
Yeah, like pushed forward.
And then that's when I got separated from Gideon and Diana.
Oh, it was actually peak.
And I didn't like, see them for the rest of the concert.
Like, she floated like 10 rows in front of us. Like,
I looked back.
We weren't even that far away though, because we were like probably at 12 rows like, of people behind. But we were all quite tall, so it wasn't that deep for us. Like, we were all calm. Like, and the stage was quite tall as well, so it was fine. But like the way we were just like, but like we just saw Daniela's head bubble like two, three times during the thing. We were just like, eh.
No, I was scared at the beginning. I was like, oh my god, wait, no, what the fuck? How am I gonna find them at the end? But then I realized Gabzy's right there.
Yeah, you can't be, so, you can't be.
I was like, I don't
that.
Care. Like, I'm gonna have my fun by myself at the end of the day.
No, literally.
And yeah, no, it was lit. And then it was so hot, like honestly, jam packed like sardines. And then it started raining. So I was so happy it started raining, because I can't lie, like, it did say it wasn't going to rain, but I just had a feeling, you know. So we bought two umbrellas, real cool. But I'm happy it rained because it was so hot. Like, honestly.
I had to leave before the concert even started because like my social anxiety got mad. I don't even know why it was. Like, you know when I walked away, like when I left.
Was it social anxiety? I thought you were just like passing out.
That from my social anxiety.
Oh shit.
So I was like
I think it's just because there were so many
It was just there was too many black people.
There was just, and do you know what it is? Like, I can't lie, guys.
No, but the thing is, it's like when there's like the black people that are gonna congregate at an Erykah Badu show.
Yeah, they're different type
like,
of black people.
Do you know
people.
What I mean? Like, the different types of black people. Like, when it's Gabzy, even Gabzy, I didn't expect it to be real, but it was the guys mostly.
What?
The guys who were there.
Oh, yeah.
They were just nasty.
They were just weird.
They were very weird and odd, and I don't know. It was just, it was hot. And you know whenever you smoke in Central, it's just very, like, what's the word, overwhelming.
Yeah, was, like, you need to really try not to get paranoid. Like.
Yeah, exactly. So I started, like, because even in concerts and that, I always think, it always gets me after security when you literally just walk through, like, because we still had a spliff on us, innit?
Yeah.
And I told Dion to put it in her bra. They didn't even check, because I had my Nike bum bag, yeah, they didn't even check the back pocket, they never do. I'm just like, anyone could walk in here with anything and we could all die.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, when security shit at places like that, I'm just like, cool, we bust it. Like, yeah, that's only a spliff, do you know what I mean? And only certain amount of damage can be done with that. But people can walk in here with anything, do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
So that's what scared me. But once I put that to the side, they took me to the little, you know, what was it called? What was the room called? It was like a welfare zone.
Oh, they took you there?
Yeah.
Aww.
I just sat in, it was like a little cafe. It wasn't even that deep. Like,
that's cute.
It was cute. And then Gabzy was amazing. But, like, in terms of going back to Cali, like, I just wanted to say that Cali's performance was incredible. Like, she, like, there was three artists who were performing that night, and she was the second one on. And she shut that place down, bro. Like, people who hadn't seen her were like, what the fuck is going on, bro? What the fuck? Because it was magnetic.
And my brother just has this ability to become friends with, like, every artist. I mean, this is the second artist I know, but he's friends with hella artists. It's a joke. And do you know why? Twitter,
guys. It's 'cause of Twitter. Get on Twitter, right?
Like, you guys don't know most of these artists, but there's obviously Kelly Clare. What's his name?
Loyal.
Guys, if you don't know Tyler Loy, you'll get to know him because his music is beautiful. Like,
guys,
honestly,
he's
the trajectory
album
of his music growth, he needs to be further than where he is.
He's at 10k monthly listeners, guys. 10k, even Kali, she's not even at 80k.
Yeah, let's run that up for him.
Run it up, guys. Run it up.
Because,
like,
honestly, if you guys like, what type of music? He
does
everything.
He does R&B, he does rap, he does chill, he does, like, soul music.
He does, like, even if you're guys like Gabzy, like, it's that type of music.
Exactly. Like, he even has a bit of, like, Afrobeat-y vibes, yeah, like, dance hall-y vibes.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally everything. Like, I always say he's one of the, like, to me, in my discography, bear in mind, guys, I have how many, like, songs? What was it? 3,400?
I think I got more than that. I'm not gonna lie. Let me check mine.
Absolutely not, mate. But anyway,
I do.
You don't.
Anyway, continue talking while I check.
But, like, within my whole discography, this guy is the most versatile guy. How many do you have?
I don't. I have 1,500.
Yeah, I was like, you're absolutely nowhere near. Like,
that's
okay.
Crazy.
I thought
that mine was a lot because when people take theirs out, it's like,
yeah, Diona has like 260 something.
Like,
I'm like, what is actually going on?
Do you not listen to music?
Like? No, but people don't like their songs. They just put them on playlists. But then I'm like, oh, what if you accidentally delete the song from the playlist?
Yeah, or you put it on the wrong playlist.
Exactly.
I just think, like, light songs, especially when you have premium, is just more, like, it literally makes the playlist for you. You see R&B, chill, Afrobeats, all that playlist and stuff, it's at the front, at the top. So
exactly.
I don't really need to make, I don't make playlists.
Exactly.
Unless I'm making them for people.
Yeah, but no, I think for me, the biggest thing for Kali was when she was about to perform See Me Like This. That song's amazing. And she was saying that it was about, you know, her being in love. And so, you know, using that as a segue, last time we spoke about love on this podcast, guys, you know, it's quite positive, wasn't it? It was quite positive.
The love has gone down the drain.
Guys.
That hope, it wasn't love, it was hope, really, because I feel like, guys, at the end of the day, we live and we love. Basically, as a little recap, like, debrief, guys, what was said in the last podcast, just forget it. Really,
yeah, don't lie.
Hope is not hope.
No, there's actually, you know, it's peak, but it's cool, innit? It's cool. I've moved on. Life is good.
Yeah.
Type shit.
And you know what it is? I feel like with those types of people, like, obviously, there was hope with it, but then that's literally basically it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's
there
not like
anything,
they added
like, we
anything to your
exactly,
life.
Exactly, we
like,
weren't talking for too long for it to have been something that was like,
it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do now?
Exactly, like...
Who am I going to talk to
there
now?
Was a likeness developing, but it wasn't like feelings or anything like that. But, you know, I could see things happening, but nothing had happened yet. So it was calm. It ended where it ended, in the way that it ended.
I smell McDonald's right now. Like the lettuce.
Lettuce?
The McDonald's lettuce from a Big Mac.
When was the last time you had a Big Mac?
I don't know, but I literally just got...
Big Macs are nasty, guys. Let's talk about
it. I like
Big
Macs.
Big Macs are shit, bro.
Me and my brother and my sister, we used to get McDonald's all the time.
Bro, the shit...
And we used to just have the Big Macs. We have to separate it into two parts. We didn't have to, but I've never eaten a Big Mac fully, as in together, without separating it into two. Without separating it into two bits, because it's two burgers, babe. It's two burgers stacked into
and
one.
Then
like, how's that thing in your
and
mouth?
And then they have like the fat ones, like bigger burgers. Yeah, I don't know. You know how I work, guys. Obviously, I work in a restaurant. I was doing the brunch service yesterday. We started at 11, yeah. And these guys released like a new sandwich menu. When I tell you, like, the size of this sandwich, like, I don't understand how people eat. I genuinely have no
clue. You need
a
knife and fork.
No, but no one ever uses them. Like, people actually eat it with their hands. Like, I'm just like, how? Because when I'm telling you, like, it's the size of, I don't even know how to, like, describe it. It's actually just big. Like, it's just too big.
But
like,
why does it have to be that big? I don't understand.
Because the bread is thick as hell. And then there's hella filling. And then there's another slab of bread. They have to put two sticks in it on diagonally on each side.
That's crazy.
For it to stay in one place. But it's crazy. But guys, if you ever need breakfast, brunch, come to my sheesh.
Come to my sheesh, guys. Yesterday was my first my first time there. I was on a trial shift, but I do have the job. This is going to slowly lead us on to our next segment, but I just wanted to talk about my experience, you know, like what I saw there, what I expected, what I didn't expect.
But why is this important? Why is it important you working at Mashish?
I'm going to lead it on to next segment. I just want to talk about my own experience. Mm. So, yeah, no, guys, I got this opportunity, obviously, because of my brother. Mm. But basically, Mashish is like a, you know, restaurant, brunch, place, shisha lounge, and it's really sick in there, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, the ambience and everything was like, wow. And like, they told us to wear all black, and I feel like everyone there was like really nice, do you know what I mean? Like, everybody there was like really nice and cute, but I have one person to talk about, and I can't say their name because, like, what if they actually do, like, yeah,
guys,
what if they actually do?
It's one of
it's one of
senior management.
it's someone who is at a higher level of
literally.
So me, I can't talk about it, but I just want to say one thing, like,
no, basically,
he's fine. He's just a very fine.
Basically, babe. Yeah. There's a certain individual who, you know, may or may not be senior management. Or he may or may not be, you know, the reason Daniela got the job. That Daniela, you know, no comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. But move like Daniela saying that she was saying it as a segment, like a segue. Sorry, into the next segment.
Moving on. Why are you talking so much?
What do you mean?
Moving on to that next segment, we wanted to talk about how I consistently leech off my brother's experiences.
Yeah.
And obviously this is natural. Mm. It's innately gonna happen because
he's
the older brother. I mean, it's not innately gonna happen because he could have been like a really shit brother and really bad child, but like, you know, he's actually really smart, so obviously this was gonna happen. Like, every teacher I have that's had to him, they're like, oh my God, you're Gideon's sister. I'm like, yeah. <It's> that? Yeah. Like, and I'm never going to be like, no. I'm never going to be like, oh, I'm not Gideon's sister, because it's actually a flex. Like, sorry. Like, what the fuck? It's actually a flex. Like, move.
Why though? Like, why? Why
because,
is that a flex?
Because it's just like, oh, the expectations they have for you, now they have for me. So then I can fulfill those expectations, which I always probably will. Like, with it's the same with like my art teacher. I think my art teacher had Mr. Chapman had you before me, and like he was like, wow, you guys are both talented. You both da, 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 da. He had really high expectations for me, and I exceeded it. Easy peasy. Sometimes I won't exceed them, but like, even in English, Miss Bisley, she expected me to be on your caliber. I am on your caliber.
You are
near your caliber.
Wait,
I will be by the end of the year. I'm gonna get that 9. What did you get at 9? So, I will get a 9 or an 8.
Oh, do you mean like my caliber when I was in year 13? Okay,
I think
I was
going
to say absolutely not now. Like,
like, I think I'm there.
Yeah, no. If yeah, year 13 was yeah cool, but you know.
Wait, what did you get in year 13 for your like your test and that? Was you getting B's or A's?
Daniel, I went through English going, I think it was either eight or nine assessments, like the 8 or 9 marks pieces.
Oh, you didn't do any.
No. I went through 8 or 9 mark pieces in a row, like the final 8 or 9 pieces of year 13. I got 100% on all of them.
No, like, but I'm talking about year 12 though.
I don't know. Who cares about your 12?
Did you do any assessments?
I don't remember. I don't care. Year 12 is very irrelevant.
Exactly. It's like year 9. Year 12
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Year, 9.
Year 12 is just filler. Like, yeah. It actually does not need to exist. But anyway, it's kind of crazy how A-levels, you just kind of learn them in 2 years. Like, that's actually...
Isn't it? And it's, like, really, it's really important.
Too, yeah, exactly. It's way too short.
They should,
like,
we should have longer time for A-levels.
It should be 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Like, why do you need 5 years for for GCSEs? Do GCSEs in year 10.
Isn't it?
Like, what's going on?
And then you start
11, year 12, you know, you get into your thing. And then year 13 should literally just be revision, like, just revise.
Anyway, we're going off point. So, basically, because we didn't even start off. Anyway, so, yeah, like, it was innately going to happen. But I'm just, like, really happy that I got this. Most experiences that I've got, even my last job working in a restaurant, I got that because my brother is the same. It's literally, it was the same setup. Like, I was looking for a job, I couldn't find a job, and he's like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of your broke ass.
Isn't it?
Tired of your unemployed ass.
It was getting to that point where I was like, when I get a job, but will I actually get a job?
She's been saying this since I went to uni.
I've been saying this for a year, guys, like an actual year, like this time last year, that's when I was saying it.
God.
So, like, it's actually really nice, and I feel really good, like, as well, because it means that I don't really need to, like, rely on anybody for anything. And another thing, not that I, like, rely on men for money at all, because I don't ask men for money. But they do give it to me sometimes.
Did I not pay for your cab yesterday?
Not you.
Am I not a man?
Okay, but you're my brother, so it doesn't... Like, you're supposed to do that shit. Anyway, like, it just means that, like, obviously... Oh, I don't know how to say this in a way that's not going to be like...
Oh, guys, sorry. If you hear me gulping, I'm drinking tea because for my throat. Yeah,
anyway, okay, shut up. No one cares. I don't know how to say this in a way that's like, oh, you stay for men for money, but I don't. But I'm just saying, like...
Wait, what?
Okay, no, let me say what I want to say. Listen. So when you have a job, yeah, and you have your own financial income, that means freedom. Like, you're not really gonna, even if you have emotions to a guy or a girl, whatever, it's like, oh, keep it pushing, because at the end of the day, I'm still making bread. That's the way I'm going to be living life now.
No, but how, like, are you living before?
Because it was like, oh, emotions, like, it's not even about the money, because more time they wouldn't have money like that. But I was more like, I have more money than you. I look at the world in a more like in not realistic view of just like, oh, emotions, like, you should probably love me or da 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 da.
Yeah.
And like, that's the only thing we should probably be focusing on. But like, I have other things to focus on and actual like other like financial goals that I put myself to meet. I have like those things to be focusing on now. So like, I'm not
you're saying instead of like relationship wise,
yeah,
instead of being like, oh, your life becomes like almost consumed by a relationship,
yeah,
you feel like because you've got a job now, you're gonna have other things to work on, that means that you're not gonna get as like emotionally invested into things,
yeah,
as quick, because you got
about, and I don't, and that's a better thing, because I don't want to even be like emotionally invested in anything. So the like busy I am and making money, it's like a win-win situation. So I'm very, very happy. Yeah, no. And
I will say it's definitely like a culture shock though, especially when you first started working, because I think when I went back to work, like when I came back down from uni, I had the whole of May off and pretty much the whole of June off, and I started working in the last week of June, innit?
Yeah.
And when I went back to work, it was literally like,
you have a cough. And you're using my Mbappe.
Daniela.
I just deep to, I don't want a cough. If I get a cough.
Cool, that's fine. I've had a cough for 2 weeks. Oh, have you got a cough?
No, I haven't. Okay, continue. So, sorry, what was he saying?
Exactly. Daniel, we're in the middle of a pod and you're arguing about Mbappe. No, what's going on?
Mbappe means vape, guys.
What's going on?
Are
you okay?
No.
Are you sure?
I just have...
Mine's just upstairs.
Sometimes I just get a... I miss her. Like, when I see her in your arms, you just don't see... It doesn't feel right.
You're anyway, actually just attached, bro.
Maybe. But I'd rather be attached to an Mbappe than to a Negroid.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, what was you saying?
No, I was saying it's just a culture shock going back to work, like, after being so free, because obviously you haven't had a job for a while, so, like, you're going to go from literally having, not nothing to do, but then, like, you can do everything that you, like, whatever you want to do, whatever time, you can meet your friends whenever, you can, like, having to actually eat at planned days and stuff, like, I feel like I do it really well in terms of, like, I know Thursdays to Sundays I'm most likely going to be working, so if I want to see my people, like, I'm going to, like... Not book them, because that sounds crazy.
It is booking, though, because you have to slot them into your schedule.
You literally do, but you need to literally find the time. Like, you need to be like, oh, are you free, like, Monday to Wednesday? Like, every time I'm trying to see someone, it's Monday to Wednesday, maybe sometimes Thursday. Like, yeah. If I've got my road, I'm only working, like, Friday to Sunday. But, like, I just think it's just going to help you in terms of, like, just, you know... Not just financially and, like, money management and stuff like that, but just, like, your organisation, like... You're not gonna wanna go to work and then come home to a messy room, so now you're gonna clean your room before you leave. Like, you're stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Like, the little things, you're just gonna be a bit more disciplined as a human, which I think, you know, you definitely need, because sometimes, no, don't look at me like that. You know it's true.
So what's sometimes? Is he about to bit me out on the pool?
No, because sometimes I just think, like, you kind of just float in, like,
in life.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm a cruiser. Yeah, exactly. I'm a cruiser, especially even like with my academics, like, until it gets to, like, I'm a procrastinator until it gets to, like, the actual
point. Until it gets to serious time, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, like, I just really float, like, you won't really see me doing extra work. And my mum was even, like, to me, like, she thought I was not going to get that much good grades for GCSEs or A-levels or these exams I did, because she didn't see me doing work. But I really do be grinding, not at home, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing about you that was weird. Like, I don't know. Daniela hates working at home, and I really don't get it. Like,
but, guys, if you actually just see this as a fact, like, why would you want to come home and think, oh, shit, I have to do this homework? Like, home should be something...
Home.
Yeah. Shut up. Home should be...
Where the heart is.
Shut up. And we don't even call it homework anymore. We call it assignments. So
wait, at school they actually call it assignments.
Yeah, do your assignment, man. That's so I call mine assignments. I don't say homework. But what do you call it? Like, at home should be somewhere where you come and you're like relaxed and you're cool. The most work you have to do is housework, really.
Yeah.
I don't believe in doing work at home unless it's art, because obviously art is like not even work like that.
Mm.
But like, I don't want to be stressing about, oh, English, this essay I have to do, this whatever essay I have to do. I'll probably do it at work or at school or in the library. And yeah, I think that everybody should do that, because then you're not going to be procrastinating more as well.
No, you'll probably get it done quicker. I hear it, because like, even when I uni, like there's the like people who literally only do their work on campus. I only go to the library to do their work, like they never do their work in their room. Or even if they did it at home, like in the block, they did it in the study rooms and stuff like that. You can do it in their rooms.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I have to work in my room. Like, I just prefer working in my room. Why? Because it's kind of just, that's where my juices are.
And to be fair, Gideon's room, like, even at uni, it's just a work, it's like, you can see yourself working in there.
Exactly, like, it's an environment.
Like, every type of environment he's probably lived in, like, it's probably promoted work, because he's even got, like, you know, your little, like, thing that you work in your room. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, if you've got one of those, like, what do you call it, study, like, what do you call them? Like, just a vanity, what would you call it?
What?
A desk. If you've got a
vanity
wall, a desk. It's a desk. If
you've
got a desk in your room, then it's probably gonna you probably would want to work at home more. But I don't have that like in my room, so I'm gonna. Yeah,
no, that's fair.
I'm gonna work. Oh, what?
That was creaky. Do you hear that?
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, guys. That's my fat ass. You know what I mean? But guys, this is the end of segment one, because you know we just wanted to catch you guys up with where life is. Yeah. Is there anything else? We're getting into dilemmas after the break. So, you know, we're going back to our roots.
Roots,
after
baby.
This, but, you know. Wait, talking about Roots. Have you watched it?
What?
The movie that black people always talk about.
It's called Roots?
Yeah, the movie Roots. Apparently,
I haven't watched
it. It's a proper, like, black film. You haven't watched it, you ain't black. But I never watched it.
I feel like people that say, if you haven't watched it, you're not black, are probably, like, American.
Because that's true.
We don't really have that, like,
that's true.
In Britain.
Like, yeah. For me, that movie is Attack the Block. If you haven't watched
it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Asian. Whatever.
No, if you're from the UK, and if you're from London specifically, and if you're from South London specifically, yeah, and you haven't watched Attack the Block, then I want to hear it from you.
And it's crazy. Just guys, just go watch
it. Go watch Attack the Block. You have to watch it legally now as well, because it's like, what, 12 years old?
Yeah.
But
it's so good.
Find it. Catch it and kill it.
Watch it with your friends as well.
Exactly. Hi, preferably. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. Of course. Why would you watch a movie so bad?
Wait, but hang on. You know, have you watched Barbie?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, apparently, like, Barbie's got mad mixed reviews.
People are saying it's like, oh, it makes you proper deep laugh. I mean, I've watched the trailer.
How can Barbie make you deep laugh?
Have you seen the trailer? It's like,
I haven't watched trailers. They give you the whole thing, bro.
You can either, like, stay in this idealistic world.
What, the Barbie world?
Yeah. Or you can take this Jesus sandal and you can go to
Jesus sandal?
Yeah, he was literally like,
Barbie, so it's basically shoe, red pill or blue pill.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously,
so they're doing that Matrix with Barbie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then obviously, and then now there's conspiracy theories like, oh, Barbie's telling us about, like, how, like, you know, the government compute us how to...
No, so guys, I'm sorry. See these conspiracy theorists, yeah? You might not actually be bored. Because the thing is, you have all the time in the world to create the most elaborate theories of all time, but every day it's the government. Every day, government.
I mean, I think the government's definitely behind something.
No, I hear it, but that's, we've heard it all before. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Come up with something new.
Why is that always the beat drop? God. Like, you're building up the
exactly
song.
Exactly. No, but guys.
No, they're like, deep it, and now you're like, proper investing.
Yeah, exactly,
Guys,
it's the government. Oh, he's surprised.
But on that note, yeah, guys, of conspiracy theories, because I watched this one movie, it's on Netflix, guys, if you're wondering. It's called They Clone Tyrone, and everybody should watch it. Yeah, everybody should watch it, because I watched it, and I
But swear, if Daniel gives you a series recommendation or movie recommendation, actually watch it, because this girl actually watches too
much. I watch a lot of TV.
It's actually not even funny.
No, but guys, watch They Clone Tyrone. It's so good, and the plot twists of the film is crazy. Like,
talking of plot twists, Sherlock.
Oh!
Guys, we've been watching Sherlock recently.
Because it's a thing where
I haven't watched it, but...
Me and my brother, my sister, will go on our little ZB walk, and we make it a thing to watch something when we come back.
And for the last 2 months, it's been Love Island, but
before that, it was Come Dine With Me.
Come Dine With Me.
And then Let's Keep It Up, but you know about Let's Keep It Up.
Come on, guys. Come on, man. Let's keep it abysmal.
But now we're watching Sherlock, and I swear, it's like a movie every... I forget how long it is.
It's 90 minutes every episode.
It's like 2 hours. And I'm like, when is it going to... end.
No, but it's like, it's like, it's, it will fade out. Like, it will do a mad, there'll be a mad scene, then it will fade to black, and they're like, ah, it's done. Yeah. Ah, yeah,
bag is done. And I'm like, oh gosh.
Literally, how?
But though? It's worth it though, because it's so good. Like, I forgot how good the series is. I never actually watched the whole series. I watched only just season random three.
Ass episodes. Like.
Yeah, I remember watching the season three finale with my brother, and it was just crazy.
No, it was amazing, but like, there was something that we were talking about, like, before you were talking about Tyrone.
Talking about
guys. Oh, nah, it's lost my mind. It's left my mind. But anyway, guys, you know what else has to leave? That dookie that you've been holding in. Type shit. We ain't said that in a while. I know
you guys missed these.
I know you missed us telling you to go dookie. Like, guys, go dookie or not before we get into the dilemmas. Do you know what I mean? Guys, it's going to be a long pod.
It is.
It's going to be a long pod. We're already at 25 minutes because, you know, we've been holding out on you guys for a while. You know what I mean?
It's Gideon. I'm telling
you. It's Gideon.
Gideon. I've been telling him, the viewers, wants and needs, and he's just not been, you know, on his grind like that. I've been trying to push him, you know. It's not really reciprocating the energy. So if you want to blame anyone, blame him. But you know, guys, we're here now, and we're not gonna fall back on the small short pods.
Because fall back if you want. Fall back.
All the shit against you. Okay. Anyway, guys, go dookie. Me go get your. Shut up. This is supposed to be a calming, nice experience for them.
Exactly. So
this is the moment, guys. Shut up. You're not supposed. You're stressing them out, and now the poo's gonna go back up their arse and into their body. So this is what I'm trying to talk about.
I feel really peak if anyone's listening to this argument. Not so nasty. Now their poo's going back up their arse.
Because for you to be able to shy it, you have to be relaxed, and I don't think
that's actually just not even scientifically correct.
It is. You know, you're just, then it comes out. But if you're not relaxed, it's not gonna come out. A lie, guys. Am I wrong or am I wrong? Like, no,
you're wrong.
I'm not exactly. Wrong. I'm not wrong.
You gave two options, and both of them were you being wrong.
Do a poll, yeah, and see what's. Let's see.
I'm not posting that on my story. Who do you think?
Well,
I am?
Okay. Anybody who's watching this, if you have Gideon on Snap or if you have me on Snap, then tell me what you think, because I'm so sorry. You have to be relaxed to poo.
No, you know, I hear. No. You don't have to be relaxed to poo. Poo's slap better when you're relaxed, but you don't have to be relaxed to poo. You don't. Because the best poo sometimes are when you're stressed out and you know you need to poo. And then you go, and then you relax on the toilet.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You relax on the toilet.
Yeah, but you're still relaxed.
Yeah, but you're telling them that they need to relax before they go to have the poo. Why do you need to start relaxing your bum when you're not even in the bathroom?
No, just get ready to.
That's like, you know when you come back home from a long day, and you're like, oh, I need to pee. And once you open the door, now you're beginning to like.
Yeah, and that's great. Go. No. Because
then you're about to actually piss yourself when you're up the stairs.
And then you get on the toilet and it's nice.
Yeah, I know, but you want that to happen with poo. Do you know what poo is? Do you know what poo is, bro? You can't do that with poo. If you do a wee and a little bit trickles out, okay, it's in your underwear. Okay, do you know what poo is?
No, but whose poo is trickling out their arsehole like that?
What if they have diarrhea?
You guys don't have control over your butthole. You got IBS or something. Because what the
Some
hell?
People do.
Okay, well, if you've got IBS, I'm sorry. But well, this doesn't apply for you. Don't relax yet. But if you haven't got IBS, then I think that's good advice. Because, like, then you get on the toilet and you're like...
And if you're not relaxed, guys, and you don't need to take a poo, you chew, like, 5 pieces of gum within 20 minutes, you'll thank me later.
What was that? Anyway, guys, we're gonna actually let you go. Or should we let you go at 30 minutes just to keep it nice?
Nah, that's not necessary, because then I'll add the music here, and then it'll just fuck up the times anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be like 3 seconds off. So
this is not, you know, we're on serious.
Exactly.
Why are we planning the pause
in the pod? Guys, this is what this podcast is about. It's about the unseriousities of podcasting. Isn't
it? But it's about just being yourself.
Be yourself, guys. Be yourself,
guys.
Be
live,
yourself.
Love, love.
Live and let live, as Mrs. Hudson live would say. And let die. Oh my God, guys.
What?
Go Deaky. I hope you guys heard that.
What?
That exhale was crazy.
It's because like, someone's trying to fucking stress me out on my cellular device.
Boy, who's stressing you out?
Boy, if you don't get...
Is there a Negro after you're saying that you don't need
a Negro? It's not a Negro. I don't even know what he is. It's something else.
Is he racially ambiguous?
Yeah.
Is he?
Is everything ambiguous?
He's just ambiguous.
He's speciously ambiguous. Is that a word? Specious. Guys, the way that she's
looking
at me right
now. Guys, I'm so disappointed in her. Anyway, yeah, I just want to say, guys, yesterday I got into bed, yeah, and I was tucking myself in, like, under my cover, do you know what I mean? And then when I tell you I got the most excruciating cramps in my thighs, like, guys, it was actually, like, every, like, tiny movement I made my thighs felt like they were actually going to seize up and die. Like, cramps in your legs are actually just the worst things.
I've never had a cramp in my thigh.
Like, it was on the side of my thigh, like, the inside of my thigh. It was actually just, it was nasty. I just need to say that.
It's because he's got them thunder dumpers, like.
Thunder dumpers is so nasty, bro.
I don't know why you're getting cramps in your thigh. I can't lie. I've never actually had a cramp in my thigh. It's always been, like, my calf.
Your calf?
Or my arm.
Arm cramp. Nah. Sometimes I get it in my stomach. If I get cramps in my stomach, it's peak times.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I don't relate.
Nah. No, not in my actual stomach, but, like, on my tum-tum.
Obviously, yeah.
On my tum-tum.
I think it's just because you have, like, muscles.
Muscles, you know.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But, guys, I asked you guys on the Snapchats to send me in some dilemmas of yours, and we have three here. And you know, if you guys send in any more whilst we're recording, then we might answer them if they're juicy enough. But
exactly,
because
this is dilemma time. Which one will I choose?
Which one will I lose?
Which one will I say?
Which heart like a baby?
Guys, this is your dilemmas.
And
I think we're gonna add more dilemmas to shut up now. The time's done now. We're gonna add more dilemmas into every episode because I want us to have dilemma time.
What, at the end of every episode?
Every episode's gonna have a dilemma time.
Or at least one dilemma, yeah.
Yeah. So okay, everybody make sure you send through your dilemmas to Gideon. Make sure it's real nice and real juicy.
Every day, man, just sending more messages down my phone.
Gideon thinks he's a celebrity.
No.
Maybe
comment.
You wouldn't have this no issue comment. If you opened your messages, I don't know.
But Daniel, I'm not even gonna answer that. I'm not having this conversation again. We've had this conversation on the podcast multiple times.
I just personally,
you're addicted to your phone. You answer everyone whenever they message you. Me, I've got things to do. I can't do that.
Maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just because you have more activity on your Snap story. That's probably why more people text you.
No, I know.
Yeah, so. But then if you're going to have more activity on your Snap story, you're going to have to expect that and then answer those people. Because that's just peak.
No, I know. I don't say that I don't hate people talking to me. I just don't like it when I can't respond to them and then it adds up and powers up. Like, when was I meant to respond to any Snap yesterday? When would I have done that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they've all added up and now it's like 50. Now if I respond to 50 people once, now I've got 50 conversations.
Yeah.
That's the annoying thing. Like, replying is not the problem. It's the conversations that ensue after. But anyway, anyway, guys, the first dilemma. Okay, can you shut up? You sound like a plane.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, so guys, Daniela.
Yeah.
So say you went out with this guy called Gregory. You never would, but this is an example.
So, why is it? Because his name's Gregory and he's probably white.
Yes. So you see Gregory, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, that's your ex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, cool. So now say that Gregory has an older brother called Frederick.
Oh.
Okay. Now, you see this Frederick, the older brother of Gregory.
Yeah.
He's got a friend called Bellamy, right? Now, you went out with Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
Say time has passed. Mm-hmm. You've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Gregory's moved on. Mm-hmm. Now.
Gregory.
Shut up. Now, you're talking to Bellamy. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, Frederick and Gregory don't know that you're talking to Bellamy. Now.
Wait, but do you know that Bellamy is friends with...
Bellamy has told you that he's friends with Frederick.
Oh.
And Frederick is obviously Gregory's older brother.
Okay.
Right, so now in the situation, what do you want to happen in this situation? Would you want Bellamy to tell Frederick to tell Gregory? Or would you want Bellamy to tell Frederick and to tell Frederick not to tell Gregory? Or would you just want Bellamy to stay sharp?
Okay, yes. Firstly, I definitely feel like they should find out, but I don't think it's like a necessary thing.
This is what I said, thank you.
I don't think it's there, like, even if you get mad, so...
Exactly, like, yeah. Why do you care about that person's opinion?
You guys have moved on in your life, like, just... And if Gregory don't have a person in his life, then that's his own. That's the only reason why he's mad, because if you had your own person, Gregory,
yeah,
you wouldn't be caring like that.
You would not be feeling like this,
so,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like if... it's a better situation than it being Gwegwe's friend.
Yeah? Exactly. Being if it's better being Bellamy than being Frederick. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's better being the brother of the ex's friend. Better being the friend of the ex's older brother than the older brother. Or the friend of the ex. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit more detached.
The ex is crazy.
A bit more detached. Do you know what I mean?
If it was a friend of the ex situation, then obviously you'd probably have to tell your ex somehow, or he probably would find out, but it's a thing where he just probably have to firm it.
All right, but now, Daniela.
But then, I have a question.
Oh, my God.
If it's a thing, this is just a question for you guys, because as in guys, as in males, as in penis people. Mm. What do you call it? Like, I've heard that guys just do this thing where they, like, what's it called? Like, tag team.
Tag team.
So they tag team the other girl.
What, as in juju? Oh.
No, not juju. As in, like, basically, say a nigga's going out with a girl, and then obviously they break up like that, but like the nigga didn't really like her like that, so he's like, oh, you can have her.
This is what I was gonna say, right? So you always have to be aware of these situations. Because
guys, girls, it could be happening to you.
Because guys like, you know, playmaking. Guys like being CP3 on the ball. They like throwing the alley-oops.
Guys like getting the last word even if they won't tell you.
Mm.
So you'll think, oh, come, like, I've got a blessed life and I've got my ex's friend and my ex don't really care like that. But more time, your ex is the one that put your current man
on. Yeah, facts. And also, this is the kicker, yeah? So you see Bellamy. Mm. Bellamy and Frederick, they've been friends since year 7.
Yeah.
So they're tight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And now, obviously, when X, the girl in the situation, when X was talking to Gregory, Gregory is not that nice. Gregory's a nasty human.
Yeah.
So X doesn't actually know whether Gregory actually even liked her for real.
Yeah.
So that's added a bit more spice in the situation in terms of like, is it even a thing? I said initially, no one needs to know anything until it's serious anyway. Like right now, where they are in the situation, it's not talking stage, but they're talking. Do you know what I mean? They're not together yet. It's still very quite early days. Me personally, until it's serious, I would not tell Bellamy to tell Frederick or Gregory.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But also, if it got to the point of it being like, oh, now it's serious, now they need to know, X should not be the one doing the talking. Yeah. That has to come from Frederick.
Yes. No,
from Bellamy, sorry, to talk to Frederick. Do you know what I mean? Because he's the one who has a connection. This is the way I said it to X when they sent me the dilemma. Like, I said, the only reason why all of you men are in link is because of
Frederick Gregory and Bedemidi.
Not too much on Bedemi. Why is he getting the... Bedemi's got 3 episodes in a row of mentions.
No, sorry. It was an accident. He was just on my mind. Hit my line, baby.
It's not a joke, but then we hit that line, bro. Anyway. No, see? See? That was the alley-oop. So it does happen.
I forgot what I was saying.
No, I was saying that Bellamy is the one who has to do the talking in the situation. The only reason why they're all mates is because of...
Let me pose this question to you. So what if Gregory, say if Gregory finds out... I need to say Gregory like that now because I'm so sorry. This is an unserious name. But... Say Gregory finds out, let's not say, like, just somehow, it could have been from Fwedewi or the other one, but he knows now.
Mm.
So what does X do?
But the thing is that, really and truly, I've always said, it doesn't actually matter, the reaction from Gregory or Fwedewi does matter, because really and truly,
Bellamy is stronger.
Exactly, Bellamy wouldn't have put himself in this situation if he hadn't already spoken to her. Frederick about it, at least in some sort of capacity. Like, I find
unless
that very
not
hard
really
to believe.
Like that.
Exactly, but they've been tight since year 7. The thing is with guys, like, if they're tight, they're tight. Do you know what I mean? They're gonna know. So unless it's a thing of like a proper undercover an undercover situation, in which case if it is, you actually need to just leave that whole like network alone.
Yeah, that
like, leave that family,
me.
Leave that what?
That happened to me.
Go on.
Okay, like guys, literally like it was literally the same as this. Like, but basically, oh, no, I'm actually proper being...
No, do it.
I don't actually care. So, cool. My ex, right, we was in he was my ex. Like, we were in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, like, there was this guy.
Mm.
Let's just call him... What should we call him?
Donkey.
Okay. Yeah. So, Donkey, Donkey is friends with my ex. Like, you know, proper, like, oh, my God, my batch type shit.
Yeah.
Basically, after I broke up with my ex, obviously, Donkey tried to intercept. But I kind of knew about his interception when we was together. This does not mean it was a cheating thing. I just knew about it because I knew he wanted to make a move. But I was like, no, I've got a man type shit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I'm free up now. So come on, like, the fuck? Also, another thing that I just want to say separately, the time you take to move on,
it doesn't matter.
But I'm gonna say the time I took to move on in this situation, I'm gonna say personally it doesn't matter because I had already mentally disconnected. Yeah,
checked out. This is the thing with girls though, like girls normally check out in relationships before they like if a girl leaves a guy, the girl's already been gone like, mentally for a while.
I had headache for a very long time. Yeah, so I was kind like
of over it yeah, before you were
I'm not going back to that. Yeah. But anyway, so then the tea with this is that obviously because I knew when I was in the relationship with my ex, he also knew that, you know, Donkey was trying to make a move with me. And obviously that me and my ex were in a relationship, but nobody knew like that. Nobody really knew that we was in a relationship like that. But, you know, since this is your friend and he's trying to make a move on me and we're in a relationship, I was like, why don't you just tell the nigga that, you know, we're together, so he stopped doing that. And he was like, nah, man, it's going to complicate things in the group. And more. So, long story short, after when we break up, like, obviously he's made the move and now me and him are talking. And it's a thing where it's like, the blame is on me. But why, I think the blame should have been put on the both of the guys.
Yeah.
Because I had done nothing wrong. I had stayed true to myself. And I dealt with the situation as well as I could have, you know, really. And I feel like the situation could have really just been like stopped if my ex did what I said to him, and if he didn't want to do that, then it could have been stopped from Donkey just telling my ex, listen, like, I can't lie, but there weren't really boys like that. I mean,
that's the
how thing. You know that that was never really your nigga like that, because he would have had more respect for your relationship, because when he did find out, he still did his thing
and so did you. But anyway, let's go, guys.
Well, am I in the wrong for that?
We'll let the people decide.
We'll
let the people decide. Now, my thing is, that situation was peak because for you, like, I just thought, I told you even at the time, I was like, you need yourself. Like, it's going to be messy. It's just going to be messy. Like, even if it was like a year removed, like, it was just going to be messy because I don't ever like talking to people who are in connection with people that I've spoken to, because it's like, you never know what's being said. Do you know what I mean? You never know even like the energy that's being like given out.
Yeah, because it could be fake.
Like, sides of it, but because, like, the person, your ex, like, if they did have the conversation, you don't know how they would have, like, put that across, how they would have, like, put that message across. Like, you could have told your ex, oh, I want you to talk to Donkey and tell him, but naturally, he's going to be a bit more possessive, he's going to be a bit, like, he's going to leave things out that you wanted to be said or stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? It's better, like, I don't like people talking for me, essentially. Yeah. So I always just try and limit myself being in situations where, like, other people are, like, giving their version of events on stories behalf, that are, like, exactly, on my stories, because it's, like, do you know what I mean? It's better to come from the source
directly. I do hear that, but I feel like, me personally, I feel like that situation taught me that boys aren't really your boys. Boys aren't really your boys, because, like, to be fair, I didn't gain or lose anything from that situation except from just peace. Emotional headache and peace and
happiness.
Probably a little bit of mental illness as well. But like, what do you call it? Boys are weird, man. Like, all the guys, most friendship groups, they have that one person they really.
Yeah, that is true.
And the thing with guys, like, girls will have like that one person they kind of take the piss out of, but like at the end of the day, probably it's all love. But guys probably actually deep rootedly hate the guy and they want him out, but they will just take the piss out of him.
It's actually very wild. Guy friendship groups are nasty.
They're disgusting, and that's what I learned from that, because
I've been knowing that from time though. That's why I haven't really had like a guy friendship group for a long time. Like, I still obviously got my boys. Do you know what I mean? But we're not separate. Like, they know about each other.
You hang out with your boys separately.
I hang out with everyone separately. I don't like groups. Like, groups don't make sense to me because there's always going to be dynamics. That when you put people in groups, they're naturally going to be people who gravitate towards each other.
I feel like the biggest group you could probably hang out with is probably three people.
Yeah, but the thing is, even with trios, like, there's always a duo in a trio.
That's really true.
So, like, do you know what I mean? It's a difficult thing. Like, even groups don't work unless everyone's, like, detached and everyone has their circles outside of it. Do you know what I mean? But you know when people get into relationships and now their friendship groups merge? Never do that shit.
When you guys break up, now which is you have
no friends.
Yeah.
Now you have no friends, especially if it's like, because, like, oh, guys, the amount of situations that my friends have been and they've come to me been like, oh yeah, I was in a relationship with Red Ten. Normally it's my girlfriends that come into me being like, oh yeah, but like his friends are my friends, but his friends obviously got their loyalties to him. Do you know what I mean? So now after the breakup, now you're left in limbo and it's just made everything worse because not only have you gone through a romantic breakup, now you've gone through like so many friendship breakups. It's just messy. Yeah. Like, keep things separate.
And also, okay? Your man's friends are not your friends.
Exactly. They're like, not. They're really not.
How weird is it? How weird would it be if your man was trying to be friends with your girls? And that's what happened to me. So I've been through everything at this point. Like, imagine, this is the same ex, you know? Imagine after we've broken up now, he's texting one of my girls saying, speaking about the situation, saying, oh, do you think his...
Oh, okay. Well, guys, we're discussing this. Yeah, okay.
And he texted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, I know. And he was like, oh, do you think that... Like, basically trying to get my friend who... At the time, I don't think she was really acting like a friend, but trying to get my friend to switch sides, like, sway with him, kind of, like, oh, and come to me and say, oh, like, I think you should get back with your ex type shit.
Mm.
Like, don't you think that's weird? Like,
that is so
I don't even though. Think my I, in my next situation, I don't want my friends to be even speaking to my nigga because, like, it's weird. Like, it's, why are you even trying to be friends with my friends?
Like,
at shit, least just say hi and bye. That's all you need to say. You need like, to know who they are.
Moms, like, know who you are. Have your conversations. Like, with me, this is the situation that I can, like, kind of relate to. Like with me, one of my close friends is now in a relationship, and obviously with their man, like, we have a calm relationship. I've met him, we're cool, it's amazing. We chat about basketball sometimes.
Basketball.
That's pretty much it. That's the only thing we really chat about. We chat about her and basketball,
yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. Outside of that, that's not my business. I don't need to know. Do you know what I mean? Unless my friends told me stuff, but I'm hearing it from my friend because, as I said, like, I've got loyalties to her first,
yeah,
before then, I got loyalties to the guy. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I want their happiness and everything like that. I guess what I'm saying.
But you wouldn't outwardly go out to be friends.
Exactly. With... I'm he's not going to become my bestie.
And any nigga that tries to outwardly go out and be your friends with your friends, or the same with a girl trying to be friends with a guy's friends, is weird. It's like, you need to question their motives. Because exactly. It's like, why do you even want... me personally, let's talk about this subject. Because I know this is like kind of rinsed out on podcasts. But do you actually generally think that guys and girls could be friends? Without any kind of... Because you've got a lot of girlfriends as well. Yeah. So, like, without any, like, intention of, like, making that progress.
I think it always comes from one side. It always eventually does come from one side. Unless, this is the kicker.
In a relationship.
That's kind of the thing, but then that's also a separate thing. Because... Like, I've had my friends go into relationships and now I've just actually just never heard from them again.
Also,
and
my friend...
The end of the friendship, sorry.
One of my friends was dealing with this one girl who worked with him.
Mm.
And...
worked with who? Who? Oh, okay. Why are you hiding your mouth like that? What's going
sorry,
on?
Sorry, it's just because, like, I don't want this sound to pick it up. Because, you
okay,
know...
Fair.
Anyway, so, dealing with this one girl, and this girl was in a relationship she was in a relationship, she had a man. And then on the low, she's doing this hangala-shangala with my friend. And my friend was cool with it, like, do what you gotta do, whatever. But then at some point, it was like, she began lying to him about whether they'd broken up, whether they're together. It's just like...
It just gets messy.
It's weird, like, because obviously, they probably only hook up when she wasn't in a relationship. But when she started lying about it, it's like, why even... Obviously, your man's not even treating you.
Oh, God.
Your man's not...
Okay, guys.
Anyway.
I think it's time for the next dilemma, guys. I think it's time for the next dilemma. So, dilemma number two. Hopefully, we answered that. I feel like we gave good 2 cents, 2 pence, 2 cents, and all of the currencies on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope you appreciated, you know, our feedback to, you know, that person, to X.
Be well, babe.
You know what I mean? Be well.
Just know that this is not your headache to deal with.
Exactly, it really isn't.
It's out of your hands.
Exactly.
You shouldn't even be overthinking about this.
Yeah, mums. That's literally
just
what I
said.
Live
your life.
Hey,
get to the bag.
I get to the paper. Yeah, right. Anyway. So, why do I only get loved, bombed, and ghosted?
Well, I feel like getting loved, bombed... Okay, these two things stem from, obviously, how you treat yourself.
Mm.
Why are you putting up with these things, first of all? There's very clear signs that this is going to happen. Like, things like getting loved, bombed, and getting ghosted, it's getting ghosted is kind of like out of the blue.
Yeah.
But you, if you're rational,
you can sense it. Yeah, you can sense it coming.
But being love bombed, you know they're gonna do that shit. You can't even pretend that you didn't know that.
Yeah, mom's like, he actually just chose to believe their words.
Like, 1 minute they're hot and the next minute they're cold. And if you're gonna put up with a situation like that, then, and if in the past you've put up with situations like that, it says a lot about you. So what you need to do is work on yourself so that you establish a higher sense of value for yourself, so that you know, okay, before I'm even like putting myself in these situations with any guy, what will I accept and what do I want? What do I want in a man? Do you know what I mean? What do I want in a girl, even?
Guys,
this could be a guy or a girl.
Guys, I'm so proud of Daniel for saying this, because I've been trying to tell her this for so long.
But guys, I can say this, like, listen to me, because I've lived life. But yeah, like, honestly, once you have that value on yourself and you know what you're worth,
yeah,
then you're not even gonna, you'll actually be able to see niggas that are weird so quickly.
So quick.
You'll be able to see a girl that's weird, like, who's not a bright person in the head, so quickly. It's not gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe they were like that. Like, the more I got to know them, I can't believe. You'll see it so quick.
Yeah.
So, it's a thing with, yeah, you just need to, like, have some self-development.
Yeah, have some self-respect.
Don't say that. That's better. A little bit...
No, it is about self-respect, though. Because when you... If you allow yourself to become victim of love bombing multiple times. Obviously, if it happens the first time, you don't know, you've never been in that situation. Yeah. Fair. 2-3 times, fine. Any more than 3 times, if you've been love bombed more than 3 times and it's worked more than 3 times, you are the problem.
Yeah.
Because why are you letting that happen that often? Do you know what I mean? Like,
at that point, you're not a victim. You're just victimizing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're actually part of the problem, because, like, from that point, you're continually choosing to believe the words of people that you do not know over the feelings that you're feeling within yourself. Why are you trusting strangers, essentially, more than you're trusting yourself?
And you can't deny the fact that you would have this doubt and this overthinking in your head. So, and more time when we overthink, yeah, it's a sense of, like, oh, we want to save ourselves, we want to be secure, and we want to not get hurt. But more time, if you're overthinking, it says a lot. Like,
exactly.
You don't feel secure in the situation that you are in.
Exactly.
Anytime you start overthinking, then you either need to, like, say that, like, voice that with whoever you're with.
Yeah.
Or if you can't do that, then you need to leave.
Exactly.
If you feel like you can't voice it with the person you're with, you need to leave.
It's not,
like,
a safe space, guys. It's not a safe space.
So, and another thing I wanted to say, even the way you've worded that, why do I only get love bombed and ghosted, it's sad. Why? You're asking yourself, and you're asking us. This is tough love, babe. So don't take this on the chin, because I wish someone said this to me. But don't stop laughing. I'm not trying to be mean, yeah? But I do genuinely wish someone said this to me, but, like...
I did!
No. In a way that, like, is empathetic. Because I'm seeing both sides of your story. I'm seeing the fact that, obviously, it's sad being in that situation, and you're obviously seeing it. You're seeing life in rose-tinted glasses.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you're obviously, like, looking for the sunshine and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But you obviously got to, like, ground yourself at some points and think, wow, like, life isn't just about emotions.
Yeah.
Life is also about, like...
thinking.
Yeah, and reality and logic. You got
to
use your logic.
Sometimes you have to be a bit more pessimistic in life, guys. Not everything can be viewed within, like, through the lenses of optimism.
And people think that being pessimistic is a negative thing, but you need it, because you need duality in life.
You need balance.
You need sometimes good, sometimes shit. Yeah. You know? Sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys. Oh, yeah, no, the way you worded that question, it is sad, like, and you're asking yourself that. Which means self-development.
Mm, it's necessary.
Go write a book on yourself. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Well, write a character profile, if you like, of you, about you, if you were someone else.
Not even that. Write up, start talking to yourself, start writing about yourself, what you're thinking, what you're feeling.
Exactly, stuff like that. Yeah.
And then also, once you're done with that, and you're ready, and you're healed and everything, and you need to write a letter, if you believe in God or whatever, then you don't pray to God, but you write a letter to God, or write a prayer, and you say everything that you want to find, everything that you want to see in a woman or a man. And not only will you get that in abundance if you believe in God, you'll also, like, see, you can write down and see what you want, what you're going to accept, what you want in a man.
And it just puts the standards in your
it.
Mind.
So now you can see.
So now you're not accepting anything less than what you want.
Because once, if you don't have them standards written down, sometimes you're like, like, you
let shit slide.
Yeah, you second guess yourself. Like,
exactly.
Is this something I put up with?
Exactly. Is it that deep?
But once you've got that written down, like, no, I'm not doing that.
I ain't riding for that shit yet.
then you're good.
Oh, we're on fire today.
In it?
Most of you, you've done a lot of talking. You're actually really good.
Thank you.
I've taken a back seat, guys, today because of my, you know, vocal difficulties.
It's tuberculosis. I don't even know what technical difficulties. Okay, guys. I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what TV is?
No.
That's Tanisha, bro.
Those you just said Tanisha was...
Those are her initials, TB.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, that's really sad, Tantan. Tantan, that's sad.
No, but anyway, guys, the final dilemma. We're at 50 minutes, roughly. Well, more than 50 minutes. Final dilemma. This is actually juicy. Can princess and princess relationships truly work? This isn't just lesbian relationships. Like, this is like... So the way the person asked me this, they were like, can people who both have princess energy work in a relationship? So... I asked for an example, and they were like, you know, when you go out in a couple, one person normally is just kind of just like in their own world, and like they're just following the other person who's leading them. So like, one person, if you're going out, one person will be directing like where you're going, like, to, and one person's existing. But like, what if both of you are used to that being done for you? Now what? Do you know what I mean? It's like kind of like two submissives, essentially. Not submissives, but like
in terms of... Or two dominant people.
Exactly. Two people who are like equally yoked in terms of like their positioning in dynamics.
I feel like that can definitely work. It just, but I feel like even with that, they're not going to both be on the same level.
Exactly.
So I feel like naturally, even in that situation...
You're never going to be on the same level.
Yeah, there's going to be somebody who's more...
Dominant. Someone who's more like princessy. Yeah.
And I also think, I think those are probably like the best types of... No. Yeah, I think those are the, I think those are the best types of relationships.
I wish you guys could have seen her face. It's like, now.
Those are the best types of relationships because if you guys are both kind of confident, then you know it, you guys know what you want.
Exactly. I always feel like when I was trying to tell people, you know, when people like opposites attract, fuck that shit.
It's actually kind of jarring. Imagine worked on yourself like enough to know who you are, and then you attract somebody who's like, just
completely nothing like that. Like, what do you mean?
But they attract you a little bit. You got something to them.
Shut
but,
up!
Like
man.
I can't. I wasn't.
It's like Love Island, Meddy and Whitney, bro. That shit was.
I never watched that bit.
That shit was actually just like jarring because you could see that they're even Abby and Scott as well.
Oh, okay.
Like Abby's really touchy feely. Scott's just not. Like, he takes
it's
more
time. It's
because
Scott knows who he is.
Exactly.
And Abby's there going, work. I don't know, is it me?
Is it me? Yeah.
It is fucking me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, yeah.
You need to work on yourself.
No, it wasn't even that. It's just like, she just needs somebody who's on her level. Like, you just need to...
No, I don't believe in that.
No. Guys, if you are, like, a really tactile person, you need somebody who's tactile. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I believe in that, but I just feel like, people who say, oh, like, obviously you're going to find someone who's right for you, who's going to, like... You know, want the things you want. Cool, that's fine.
Yeah, there's always going to be levels of compromise.
There's always going to be that. But maybe if we're talking about the Abby situation, she wants someone who's going to reassure her insecurities. But that's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no.
You should work on those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should work on those insecurities.
Especially when the insecurities aren't like from the relationship; they're literally just
exactly,
from her. Like,
why
that's
are you asking
crazy.
Yourself? Is it me? On national
on
TV.
Television, exactly.
Like, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to do that.
to
I'm
admit
so
that
sorry.
You're the problem.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe in my head like, shit. But so sorry, why was she even on the island that long? Why was she there for that long?
I
would have
crazy.
Left as soon as, like, the thing with
Mitch
had ended.
Happened. That was crazy.
Because that's a bio. Like, that's, it's above ego or anything. It's like, do you even love yourself? Like, that's what I have to be
questioning. I feel like that's what you need to lead today's episode. I mean, that was a bar. Do you even love yourself? No, but guys, I just need you guys to know that you guys are all special people. Some of you are special more on the scale of, like, you know, you have serious, you know, mental deficiencies. Some of you, yes, deficiencies. Some of you are more special in the fact that, like, you're actually like good, genuine people who, like, I'd actually spend my time with. Yeah. That's the scale.
Yeah.
You're all somewhere between that. But, like, above all, no matter where you are on that scale, you're
we
all special.
We appreciate you guys.
You're all special.
Yeah.
Do I appreciate them all? I don't know who listens to the podcast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they listen.
Yeah, I know. But, so, like, that doesn't, I can't just, you know, just because you listen to my podcast, like, doesn't mean I fuck with you. Because people watch my story,
fucking with a person isn't the same as appreciating them.
Okay, I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I appreciate them all, though, as humans. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I know them all as humans.
You sound like Doja Cat.
Doja.
Doja.
Oh, no, wait, that's a trip. Let's ask you to
I know, okay.
That was
rude
from Doja.
Okay, it's rude from Doja. I just want to say something because... people are just so weird. Like, how are you telling... Okay, how can a fan tell you, oh, but we made you, did the... But at the end of the day, you listen to music.
Exactly.
So if Doja wasn't here, you wouldn't have that type of... And Doja, old Doja especially, she kind of created her own... Not her own genre, but I definitely had not heard that type of music before.
Like Planet Her, you know? Doja. Yeah.
So you have to give her credit where it's due. Like, honestly, she's a celebrity, but she probably didn't even want this. Like, you can tell by the way she acts that this is not what she planned for.
Yeah.
Even her name, she didn't choose her... Like, she chose her name when she was 16 or something. She didn't plan to be famous, and she doesn't like her name either. She doesn't like Doja Cat. So it's a thing where it's like, fans are so entitled. Like, you don't even know... You don't know Doja. Joja?
It's Joja. Yeah, that's the thing as well. Like, that's... I think, for me, that's the biggest thing. It's like, because this is why, on my story, I've said this before on the pod, like... I used to go through a phase where literally I was just posting everything on my about my life on my socials, like everything. People would know who had nothing to know me, but because I was doing that, they feel like they know me.
Mm.
They feel like they can comment and stuff. And I'm just like, when that happened, when like this is why I've kind of just taken a step back of like talking to people who I'm not actually that close to, which is why rap has an awful if you're not in the circle for real. Because like I now only share things that I feel like need to be shared. And, you know, guys, the last episode is very, 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 you know, a good example of this. I'm not fucking speaking. The next time I talk about my love life here, I would have been in a relationship for like 2 months, okay? Because I'm actually not talking again in that field, okay? Until I'm settled and actually fine in a relationship, because fuck that shit again, right? And then also in like the other, you know, realms of life, like just... giving up information to everyone. Not everyone needs to know your shit type shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I kind of only ever talk about my life on my podcast. So that's on my podcast. And it's just there. Because on my socials now, it's literally just tweets. Unless you're on...
Yeah, and I've never been the one to overshare information anyway. I do speak a lot about myself at home. But in like school and stuff, not really.
Yeah.
And I do pace myself a lot as well. So I remember like similar to you, there was a point where people could just... feel like they could just come chat to me.
Yeah, mom.
Oh, you post this, you post yourself bare tear. Like, why do you have a problem with
exactly.
that bit?
Exactly, what's the issue?
I have been posting myself since I was clapped. Like, I was confidently posting myself when I was clapped.
So, 2 weeks ago?
Shut up.
Oh.
So, yeah, so, like, I don't understand. I feel like, for me, and I will never stop posting myself either, because I feel like, for me... even though I was clapped back then, I was still pissing myself. It's a journey. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Probably in like 3 years from now, I'm going to be like, why was I pissing myself back then? But I would rather that, because at least it's like me
building...
You had
confidence in yourself even when you weren't like all of that. Do you know what I mean?
But I did think I was all of that.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Exactly. You're always going to think that, do you know what I mean? Until you look back. I was having this conversation today. Like, if you guys are able to look back at yourself and not feel any sort of like cringe or just like...
how you know you made it.
Exactly. You need to have like physical evidence of growth. And I also want to say, you know how you said that people can feel like they can just come up to you, whatever, right? Like, I just wanted to say, people been loving off calling me mysterious recently. I don't know where this has come from, because, like, to be fair, I don't talk when I'm out, like, with new people. Like, when I'm meeting new people for the first time, I don't talk a lot, but, I've obviously got a lot of stuff about me out, but you're not going to know that until I say it. Like, people don't know I've got a podcast until I say I've got a podcast. Yeah, I mean, unless they've already known that I've got a podcast type shit. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell. But then I was talking to Diona about this the other day. And she was just like, you've said this to me before, I think.
Yeah.
When I'm out, when I'm walking, like, I've got... She was like, you got a celebrity aura. I was like,
you do.
I was like,
a lot of people who don't even know, have never spoken to you, but know you. Yeah. They speak to me and they're like, wait, that's your brother? And like, because we don't look alike or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I've seen him. Like, he always looks like he's got somewhere to be. Like, you do though, because you walk with that intensity, that confidence and that like, you know, yeah. But I also walk like that. Yeah. People always have something to say about my walk. Do people always talk about your walk as well?
Yeah, no.
They're like, why do you walk like that? Yeah. Why do you look so aggressive?
No, people just say I walk fast, but like, I walk fast, but it doesn't look like, do you know what I mean? I walk fast, but it doesn't look like I walk fast.
Yeah, your legs move slow.
Exactly.
But you're going the distance.
I'm actually pacing, like, it's actually very wild. It's only in the long strides, actually.
Yeah.
Try and minimise buoyancy as well, because I remember that one guy in primary school, you know what I'm talking about, hopefully. One guy in primary school, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually walked with a bounce in his step. That shit was the most fugazi shit I ever witnessed in my life. Even when I was in year two, I was like, yeah, that would never be me. Mm. So guys, if you have a buoyancy in your step, like if your head actually bops, like if you're going up and down, you're increasing and decreasing height of every step, stop that shit, please.
Also, okay? One last thing I want to talk about. Just, we didn't add this to, like, the plan. But I just wanted to talk about... Me and Gideon were talking about this, like, a couple of weeks ago. But, like, on the subject of... If you guys have any, like, talents or anything that you want to, like... You want people to see. Like, you want... Like, we're talking about how the fact that Tyre Loyal doesn't have that much... Like,
oh, that followings.
And I was talking about how posting on social media really helps that. And, like, me personally, obviously, I posted my art on TikTok and it didn't get, like, it didn't blow up, but it got a substantial amount of likes. Yeah, right?
even me with my basketball. Yeah, as well.
It got a substantial amount of likes. And I was, like, even that for me, I was like, wow. Because that gives you not only confidence to post again and confidence in your work or whatever it is, but it's just like, you really deep. Like, you're actually kind of good at this shit. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Because other people are like...
And it's a good way to actually, like, make people see your work.
Exactly.
There's something beneath the surface of me and my brother, you know?
My brother.
There's things that, like... There's also things that you deserve to be... Things that deserve to be highlighted about you. Yeah. Like, if you're actually good at something, why are you trying to hide that away? Some people want to hide their talents because it makes them... more interesting when you get to know them.
Exactly.
But I don't see the point in that because I'm not saying I used to do that. I just didn't have like confidence in my artwork. But like I just think that you should definitely show off anything that you're good at.
Mm. Now the thing is with me, I've wanted to show off my writing. But you see TikTok's
not the place to
TikTok
do that.
TikTok writing is actually it really annoys me as well because I'll read a piece, like it'll be all like every like now and then I get a thing on my For You page. I read a piece and it's got like hundreds and thousands of likes.
And it's the most basic shit.
And I'm just like,
they're like, oh my God, so relatable.
Exactly. And they're like, oh my God, this, like, I'm crying right now. I'm just like, you know what? It's
and
fine.
Then, and then the TikTok comments cool. are like, I miss him so much. Let's talk about
no,
that.
Mom, TikTok why comments do, are nasty.
Why do
place.
People feel like, especially in those, you know, sad core videos.
All the core videos can go away apart from Hope Core when it's like done with sports. That's it. That's the only one that's nice.
Because why do people feel the need to be like telling us their life story in the comments? They're like, I saw this one TikTok and it was like saying, I can't even remember what it was saying, but the comment was like, I gave her the world and she still left me.
No, mom, they keep doing
that in the comments.
Imagine that happening on Twitter. Do you know how you get flogged? You actually get flogged. Like, TikTok is too nice. Like, people say that Twitter is a nasty place. I like the world nasty because then at least you're prepared for it. Do you know what I mean? When you're on TikTok and you go, when you're on Instagram and TikTok and you go to the comments, like, Instagram, it depends what kind of side of Instagram you're on. Sometimes it's really nice, sometimes it's weird as hell. But TikTok, those comments are just always weird.
And
they're
I feel like
odd.
TikTok as well, it's like, you know how people say, oh, TikTok's really brutal, it's a nasty place sometimes. I feel like TikTok is just like the breeding ground of like, literally online bullying. Like, they will bully people for their looks and stuff they can't control. Like, this one...
Yeah, mums, just because they disagree with a point and stuff like that, yeah.
But, like, not rational things. And Twitter will never do that because, obviously, it's not a place where you post yourself. Like,
I've seen people get dragged on Twitter because of how they look.
It's always
relevant. Yeah, it's always like, relevant to the conversation.
What do you call it? There's this one girl on TikTok I see and she's... I forgot her name. I think her name's Antha. Or something like that, but she's dark skinned and she got like eczema.
Yeah.
And obviously she gets her hair done, whatever. So like the hair page that did her hair poster, and literally it went viral. And most of the comments, she got like 700 comments on the video. Most of them were negative, negative replies.
No, that's nasty,
about her, something that she can't even control.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, this is just so peak because, like, she feels she should feel confident enough to like post herself on social media. Like, that's just crazy.
No, because it's the same people in the comments as well that will have crippling acne. But anyway.
But
guys,
you're behind the screen, so we can't see.
Exactly. Or you don't even have the confidence to post. Do you know what I mean? And you're here thinking that you can talk. But anyway, guys, this episode, I believe, is at like 70, 80 minutes now. So we are going to wrap it up because, you know what, to be fair, like, we should actually do long pods in the future because if we're only doing 2 a month,
they deserve to be long.
Yes,
that's what I've been saying.
No. The only reason why before is because, like, you know, I had things to do. Outside of the podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But guys, I promise, as long until I go back up to uni, like until Daniel, like as long as Daniel's here and she's by my side with these pods,
shut up.
They'll be nice and juicy. But anyway,
why is he always humbling me like that? I swear, guys, he always says the nicest things, and he's like, okay, anyway.
Yeah, but like, you don't. What do you want me to do? Just keep licking your ass, like.
Yeah, I. Okay, I was gonna say I do, but that sounded weird. Hey, yo.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys. That's
no, but can I just explain what I mean before we leave it off on a few gazy points? So, yeah, no, like, on a general thing, when I compliment my brother, I stand by my point. You never stand by it.
No, I do. I just move past. I just move.
It's not on. A swiftly on thing.
Why is it not, though? Because what you needed to hear has been said and you heard it. So yeah, what now?
So let me digest the point, though.
Well, that's, you can do that internally. Why do we need to do that in the whole room?
Okay, guys, bye now.
Now you want to stop talking. Like, what's the issue? I want to stop
talking now.
What's the problem? No, keep talking.
I don't have anything to say.
I'm going
to
let this go off.
I don't have anything to say. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Right.
Cool. Anyway, guys, so thank you for listening to the pod.
Thanks for listening. Guys, we need to do our little Bossman story. Right, so guys, you know, you guys need to know by now that you should be telling friends to tell friends to tell friends, mm-hmm, right? Because mm-hmm. The other day, I went to see Bossman, mm-hmm. Yeah? And he told me that when he was, like, signing off his packages, you know how, like, the shops, they get their like, the big, like, lorries that come to the shops, like, to give them all their stocks. Yeah, all their
confectionery and stuff.
Everything, yeah? So you're saying, why are you signing for that off? Like, there was two guys, like, in the van. Mm. And one guy was obviously helping him, like, unload the van. But there was one guy who was just sitting in the seat. And he said to me, like, oh, like, I literally heard your voice, like, in the van. Like, they were playing the podcast, like, in the van.
And then Gideon's like...
I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, we're actually... Crazy. We're getting on to, blowing like, up. You know what I mean? We're getting on to, like, you know, the delivery driver's concert. Once the delivery drivers start pumping your shit...
Mm-hmm. That's how you know it's on.
That's how you know. So, guys, like, I don't want to, like, until an Amazon delivery driver or you guys delivered, you know... If you guys got Deliveroo, until, you know, the person who steps to your door is like, hey. Until you can hear my voice in their car.
We're going to give you some homework. I know you guys have money, yeah? Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this, would you?
Send it to me.
That's not the point. So the next time you're picking up, you're opening your door for your delivery driver. And he's, you know, doing the picture.
Yeah, making sure.
The picture of, you know, the package parcel, in your hands. Mm. You just get your phone. Yeah. And in the picture... You put
GDN the podcast on it.
And let that picture go well.
Yeah, let the picture do its work. Yeah. That's what you need to do, guys. Yeah. That's what you need to do. But until next time, guys, it's been a pleasure, as always, to, you know, entertain you guys, have me in your ear holes. Maybe sometimes I can get into, you know...
stop it!
Nah, but thank you guys for listening on a real thing. Until next time, don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace!
He's still going.
Love and happiness, my brethren.